AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Defiant New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez goes to federal court today in Newark, accused of accepting nearly $1 million in gifts and campaign contributions from a wealthy Florida doctor in exchange for political favors. He says political enemies are out to get him.
I'm confident at the end of the day, I will be vindicated and they will be exposed.
He's acknowledged taking actions that could benefit the doctor, but says he did nothing wrong. California Governor Jerry Brown is warning residents that watering the lawn every day is a thing of the past, as he puts it. He's ordering water restrictions because of the drought. Here's our Ed Donahue.
Jerry Brown is telling the State Water Resources Control Board water usage must be cut by 25% compared to 2013 levels.
It's a different world. We have to act differently. And that's why I'm here, not only to send the message, but to signal this new executive order.
Brown says the drought in California is historic. He used an example of the area in Echo Lake where he was speaking.
We're standing on dry grass, and we should be standing in 5 feet of snow. That's the way it has been.
Snow supplies about a third of California's water. I'm Ed Donahue.
No agreement yet in Switzerland, where the talks on Iran's nuclear ambitions are now a week old. A U.S. official tweets this morning that they are making progress on the outline of a nuclear deal with Tehran. At least two people are dead in Kenya, where gunmen attacked a college this morning. The attackers shot it out with campus guards at Garissa University College, which is near the border with Somalia. At least 54 crew members of a Russian trawler are dead after the ship apparently hit ice floating in the sea off the coast of Russia and sank. This is AP Radio News. It's been a rocky first year for the new GED exam and other high school equivalency exams. Here's our Carlotta Bradley.
In the year after a revamped Common Core-inspired GED was introduced, along with two new competing tests, the number of people taking high school equivalency exams plummeted, and the percentage who passed also fell. Administrators say a rush by people to take the old exam in 2013 resulted in fewer test takers in 2014, and harder questions led to lower scores. Officials say testing and pass rates are up so far this year. The GED was overhauled last year, and two new tests rolled out to reflect Common Core education standards adopted by most states. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
Texas lawmakers are considering a bill that would keep a person's gun ownership status from being listed in their medical records. Another bill would allow license holders to openly carry handguns. A third would allow concealed weapons on college campuses. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.